Hey, what's up, everybody? Alex Rogers from ProteinFactory.com. President here, talking about new product launch, Force 440, my new Ultimate Orange Frankenstein 2.0 about to be launched by April 1st. Labels are printing, ingredients are in, we're rocking and rolling. It's not like BioSerum where it's, you know, overseas. This is a U.S. product, so get ready. Force 440 is coming now. This podcast is going to be about what Force 40 is, what it's not, what I did, how I invented it, blah, blah, blah. Okay? So, what is Force 44? Force 44 is to be taken before you work out. And I'm going to not use the word pre-workout because the word pre-workout is associated with what is on the shelf today. The thousands and thousands of powders that are on the shelves today that call themselves pre-workouts. I mean, there's so many. It's not even funny. It's totally ridiculous. So this is not a pre-workout. Okay, you're going to take this before you work out. So I was actually going to call this before, but I said not to. No, just kidding. So this is to be taken before you work out. So and the reason why I don't call it a pre-workout is because pre-workouts are associated with the little jar, with the powder, with the blue raspberry flavor, the green apple flavor, loaded up with 250, 400 milligrams of caffeine, and then, you know, throw in some magic other ingredients. Most of them have beta-alanine or carnosine at like 3,000 milligrams and citrulline malate. That's the basis for all of them. The companies, they try to differentiate themselves from one another. They'll just throw in some stupid ingredients that don't even do anything. But the basis of them, 90% of them now are caffeine, beta-alanine, citrulline malate. That's it. So this isn't even close to being that. Okay, so it's not a pre-workout. What it is it's a training aid powder that you could use, you know, that's similar to Ultimate Orange circa 1990s. Let me explain. Okay, so for those of you that don't know, Ultimate Orange was the original quote-unquote pre-workout that was sold in the 19 still being sold, but it's not what it was. It's not the formula created by Dan Duchesne. Some company decided to rip it off. But anyway, Ultimate Orange was the original created by Dan Duchesne, and it was a great powder. What it was it was hydrolyzed whey protein, which for him to use that at that time was just unbelievable genius. It was carbohydrates, because Duchesne knew you needed carbs. It was made up of four carbs, actually. And it was ephedra. And ephedra is what gave people that wired feeling. So, you know, Duchesne, he just wasn't smart enough to say, here, let's create a capsule product and just stick ephedra in it. That's not what he did. He created a product to help you in the gym to build muscle, because, you know, Duchesne, he was a horrible, it's funny because people that have a hard time building muscle, ectomorphs, i.e. me, i.e. Duchesne, you know, we build products that are going to help us build muscle. We just don't want to, you know, get wired. So he just didn't take ephedra, capsulate it, and say, here, take this. No. He created this powder to be used as an ergogenic aid. That's why he used hydrolyzed protein. That's why he used four different types of carbs. He put in other things into that, some vitamins, some whatever else he thought was needed to recover. So I wanted to not resurrect it, because a resurrected supplement, I've already gone over this before, is something like MCT oil, for example. Okay, MCT oil is a resurrected supplement, meaning that it was already being sold. MCT has been sold since like the 80s. Or what else was a resurrected? Gamma O I saw, or even desiccated liver. I saw some asshole selling it on TikTok like he's discovered fire. I was using desiccated liver when I was, I think, in high school. But anyway, resurrected supplement is something that's been around, died out because it didn't do anything. Then it was resurrected again, and people, collagen is a freaking classic example of a resurrected supplement. But anyway, so this isn't a resurrected supplement. This, I simply took his idea and made it better. And how was I able to make it better? Well, it's the year 2022 and ingredients are better. I have better access to better ingredients, okay? So Force 44, it's going to be similar to the Ultimate Orange that you used, but without the ephedra. Okay, so, you know, with the ephedra thing, granted, it's still gonna give you a feeling, though. Believe me, trust me, it's still gonna give you that feeling. However, ephedra, I wouldn't use it myself. So if I'm not gonna use it myself, I'm not gonna put it in my lineup. So ephedra, yeah, I've taken it before, but I wouldn't recommend it. I just think some people can't handle it, and I wouldn't feel comfortable selling it. I wouldn't sell ephedra right now. If it was offered to me for free, I wouldn't sell it. Because there's better things out there. And it's in Force 440 now. Okay? So that's exactly what I did. Now, as far as the what's in it, okay? So what's in Force 44 is a proprietary blend. And you say, hey, proprietary blend, Alex, you need a proprietary blend. You got to tell people, you know, what's in it, blah, blah, blah. No. And let me explain to you why. So essentially, long story short, when I first started Protein Factory back in like 1998, protein powders had proprietary blends. That's the reason why I started Protein Factory. I said, look, I don't like proprietary blends. I want to know what's in my protein powders. And rightfully so, because I would use it and I would, you know, use powders that had proprietary blends and I get gas, bloating, blah, blah, blah. And I wanted to know. So that's why I started Protein Factory. Say, hey, tell me exactly what you want, and you'll get it exactly. 50% egg, 50% whey, 25 egg, 25 whey, 25 hydrolyzed, 25 creatine, whatever you want. That's how I started Protein Factory. Now, you might, you know, so why are you doing proprietary blends right now? Well, I just feel that there's no reason for me to divulge the formula, and I'm basing it on my expertise, okay? So before 20-some-odd years ago, because I've been at this for 20-some-odd years ago, yeah, I had to qualify myself. That's why I didn't use it. But I don't need to qualify myself right now, because I've been doing this for so long. I'm a black belt. I'm a black belt, if that's even a term. That's pretty funny. I'm a black belt in formulating supplements. I used to be, you know, white belt, yellow belt. You know, and now, yes, I'm a black belt in formulating supplements. I've been at this now for over 20 years. What did I, you know, my notches, Biosteer, PeptoPro, TotalFrag, soy lecithin, egg lecithin, follistatin, natural coating follistatin, myostatin, you know, high pressure pasteurization. What else have I done? I don't even know. Rylose, you name it, muscle shake, DIAA, the first, I have so many firsts, it's not even funny. So I didn't want to divulge the formula. And I mean, if you really want to know, I guess I could tell you, but there's really no point. The whole idea is that I just wanted to create something that worked. And boom, this is it. Okay, there's ingredients in there. Okay, I promise you, nothing bad. No illegal substances, nothing like that, nothing. This is just a great powder that has great ingredients. And it's going to work. You're going to take it and everybody's going to love it. There's nothing like this on the market. I got two different varieties. One is orange and one's plain. And I did that because I took a survey and half the people wanted plain, half the people wanted orange, and the other half wanted both. They're like, hey, give me both. So yeah, I got to go both. So yeah, this is going to be an awesome product. I'm going to follow up on this later. Maybe go into some details on the concept behind the product, what the concept is behind the product and why it's going to work the way you're going to do and why I think people will enjoy using it. I think this is the base formula, Force 44. Moving forward into the future, I would like to, because there's an ingredient that I wanted to use that's not available until next year. I already had a meeting with the company from Europe and they told me, Alex, it won't be available until next year. And I said, fine. So I think moving forward into the future, you're going to see different versions of this thing. Force 550, Force 650, just because I just want to keep on improving on this awesome powder. So let's see when it's available. What's today's date? Today's date is March 16, 2022. It will be available by April 1st, 2022. I can promise you that. Labels are on their way. They're on the truck. They're in route. Labels coming in. I'm waiting on one more thing, and it will be here. Mass produce this thing, and Yeah, and I thank you for if you plan on purchasing, I thank you in advance. Thank you for supporting the company, always working hard. And that's it. Any questions about it, feel free to call me. 732, oh, sorry, text me. I don't answer the phone anymore. I got too old to answer the phone. So text me first, but I'll talk to you if you want to. But text me first, 732-901-9600. And if you want to talk to me, you'll be like, hey, can I talk to you? That's no problem, I'll talk to you. So again, 732-901-9600. I'll answer any question you have. Text me. I'm in New Jersey, Monday through Friday. Try to text me business hours, please. If not, I'll answer questions later. Okay? All right, thanks again.